7:20, Grill Team Triple M, 27 degrees is at your top today. Marto, Michelle and Ed with you. The Brisbane Lions put up a good fight against the Collingwood Pies.
It was too late.
In round one.
Too little, too late.
Guys, don't make him laugh.
Now, the captain, Tom Rockliffe,
who Captain was... Captain Courageous.
No, no.
Gutsy.
Captain Soft, because Tom Rockliffe, good morning to you.
Now,
he's laughing. Don't make him laugh.
We're okay, but I'm concerned that about your position at the club, because what injury did you suffer the other day against Collingwood?
I carried on a bit. Is what I've been told by you guys, I think.
Yeah,
no, but I'm happy with it.
What injury did you suffer?
Broke 7, 8, and 9 rib and punched me down.
Yeah. And they're saying it's like a 6 or 7 week injury for you.
Yeah, at this stage, you're not supposed to fly for 6 weeks, but we'll try and push the boundaries and get back.
How many ribs have you broken, Ed?
Sorry?
How many times?
They're all broken currently.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend with my wife. They're currently all broken.
Hey, Tom, I've had a few broken ribs in my life, mate. I'm with you.
Okay. Horrible. I'm going to give you a statistic here, Tom Rockliffe. I don't know if you know this. Your coach, Justin Lepich, he had broken ribs as a player, and he played 2 weeks later.
He cracked a couple. He didn't break them all the way through like I did.
Yeah, that's right.
So you are you calling him soft, Tom Rockliffe?
I'd say I probably would have kept playing if they were only cracked.
Oh,
did Lepper come? Lepper was trying to make him laugh straight up, you know, just moments after it. Tom, he's trying to make him laugh, put the pain on him.
Let's get fair dinkum and tell the story of your courage. What happened yesterday? The doctor said go for a walk, and what did you do?
Monday they said get out of the hospital and go for a walk. So I walked down to the footy club and seen how everyone was.
Yeah, declared yourself fit for this weekend. I want back in.
Yes.
Nah, not this weekend. I think I was a little bit high on some morphine and endone at that stage.
Yeah, man.
I didn't declare myself for the weekend. I said hopefully 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, if you play in 2 weeks, that's incredible. That will be an incredible getting up off the canvas. I have never broken a rib. I've never done anything physically exertive enough to try even get close to a rib. I don't think you can break a rib playing Nintendo 64. Tell me, ask you something.
You could.
No, but for those that haven't, what does it feel like? You've got a broken ribs and a punctured lung. What does that feel like?
Yeah, it's sort of, I suppose it's like an extreme winding where you just cannot breathe at all. Like, I tried to get air in and I think I started to go in a bit of shock because I couldn't get any air in at all.
Right. I can remember the worst thing, Tom, apart from it only hurts every breath you take, so that's not very often.
Good,
but the worst thing is sleeping. How you go? Have you found an angle?
Nah, not at all. I only spent a couple of nights at home, so I was in the hospital. So every time I got a bit sore, I just press a button and they'd come in and put some stuff in my belly to make me feel better. But it's not enjoyable sleeping.
You're hooked.
All right.
Oh, you poor thing.
You know what? It was a good showing from the Lions. I was encouraged, man. I was encouraged by what I saw against Collingwood. So,
week one doesn't count. Move on.
Yeah, we'd like to scrap it and move on. I think a few teams in the AFL would. I think even the Broncos, the way they struggled round one.
I love that. Passing the buck. Anyone else you want to go? Brisbane Bullets. The Brisbane Bullets had some bad games back in 86 and they came good.
Did the Firebirds lose round one?
Yeah, the Firebirds
did too.
We all lost round one.
Yeah. All right. Hey, can you do me a favour? Every time you come on the show, last time you gave us some boots, which we're yet to receive, I need something. We've got a scarf out here, 133353. Tommy's given us a new Lion scarf and a mug. Can you do us a favour? Next time you're at the club, can you steal something from one of the other boys? Can we get a pair of shorts or something?
Yeah, Daniel Rich's wallet.
He doesn't have one.
Oh, would you?
Can you grab something for us next time we're on? I want to continuously have things being taken from the Lions dressing room that we're giving away. Tommy Rockliffe, can you do that for us?
Yeah, no worries. When are you coming to pick those boots up?
Oh, is it our
fault? Who do you want me to steal it off?
Let's go. Beamsy. Can we get something of Beamsy's? Yes.
Dane Beam.
Yeah, one
of his tattoos.
Yeah.
You're sending me after the wrong bloke, eh?
Oh, sorry.
Gold Coast boy with all tattoos.
Yeah. He might have someone come and get you. Hey, Tommy Rockliffe, Brisbane Lions captain. Get well soon, mate. We need you out there.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, 725 133353 if you want some stolen Lions booty. News is coming up shortly. You got Marto's thought on sport. We're doing fullbacks today. And then, but our expert, our tech expert, Charlie Brown's coming on after yesterday Marto's rant about the illegal downloading of the Dallas Buyers Club. Now that doesn't actually affect anybody. We're going to get all
that
your...
That was you, and I thought you did a very good job, but we want to go a little bit further.
Yeah, all your questions answered. What is actually, what is illegal?
Yeah, how do you download and are you breaking the law?
Exactly, Triple M.